I don't know if you've ever seen truck crash videos on YouTube or elsewhere, but they're actually quite educational to watch. And the ones that I think are the most informative are the big rig trucks. Usually it's a camera from the dashboard or, you know, the windshield of the trucker. And it shows all the different ways that other cars crash into trucks. And in most cases, it's a driver in a much smaller car who just, maybe they're on the left side of the truck and they're just slightly ahead of the truck, but only half a car length ahead. So still, let's say half their car is, you know, right beside the front left edge of the truck. And these are, you know, 18-wheeler rigs that have loads and everything. So they're very heavy, obviously very large and powerful. But the driver of the car, usually it's some sedan type vehicle, apparently has no awareness whatsoever that there's a giant truck right next to them. And then just all of a sudden, like they miss their exit or something, and they decide, hey, we need to swerve to the right. So they go vroom, and they just cut across the truck lane. And guess what happens? Well, they ended up getting pitted by the truck. Now, pit, P-I-T, refers to a pit maneuver that cops use to try to stop cars. Is basically you crash into the rear of the car at an angle, and it causes the car to spin out. And that's what happens to all these cars when they, you know, intersect with the truck. They do a pit maneuver. Basically, they pit themselves, and they spin out. And, you know, the trucker, in the videos, you can often hear the trucker screaming, you know, damn it, you know, whatever, because now they have to stop. And the car driver is always the idiot in these videos. Sometimes they jump to the left. Sometimes they're merging onto a highway, and they're not even looking to see if there's a giant truck there. And they just try to merge in literally without looking. Now, this podcast is not about truck crashes. That's just a metaphor for what this is really about, which is that in life, we're all cruising along a highway of time, and events are happening, and things are headed our way. Significant events are headed our way. And some of those events are like big trucks, 18-wheelers. And if you're changing lanes and you're not looking at what's around you, you're going to get crushed by events. You're just like a car on the highway. So lesson number one from this is to be a lot more aware of what's happening around you, which is what you and I are involved in here. My podcast and my analysis, etc., tries to just help make you aware of events that are happening in the real world. And so that if there's a giant truck coming, like, let's say, you know, a dollar collapse or a nuclear war or an EMP attack or, you know, whatever, political upheaval, economic upheaval, whatever the event may be, you're not just going to be swerving into that lane and suddenly get surprised as you're run over by a rig. Being aware of world events helps you navigate. And then secondly, the second lesson from this is that when you do maneuver, you need to communicate. You need to let other vehicles, in this metaphor, other vehicles know what you're doing, hence the use of turn signals, etc. But in the real world, it's important to communicate with your business partners, with your followers, if you're an influencer, or to communicate with your family members, your partners, your spouse, whatever, of what you're doing and why you're doing it, so that they can actually help support you in that effort. If you're going to make a career change, which would be a big, you know, lane change in life, then communicate to people why that matters to you. Tell them about your passion. Why are you changing careers? Why are you starting a new business? Why are you doing this? And what I've noticed is that very successful people are very good at changing lanes in life. If something crazy happens, like COVID, well, the successful people learn to adapt and they start something new. Like my friend Dan, who runs that channel, I Allegedly, on YouTube, COVID destroyed his business, which was a medical, what did he do? Like medical device conferences in San Francisco, largely, I believe. COVID completely destroyed that business. So he started a YouTube channel instead, teaching people how to qualify for COVID stimulus funds. And then that just grew into more of a general financial preparedness type of channel. And that became very successful. And that's what he's been doing ever since. And I think it's more successful than his medical conference business. So that's a major, you know, lane shift, if not a U-turn. Like, that's like a U-turn in the middle of the highway, probably. But he pulled it off because, and I know because he's my friend, I've spoken with him about this. He communicated to the people around him what he was doing, why he was doing it, and he got their support. And he was able to then move forward with that project without resistance from people around him. Just like if a car on the highway wanted to change lanes, if the car had pulled ahead of the truck several car lengths and then turned on a turn signal and then waited a couple seconds, like, hey, I'm about to change lanes, you know, the trucker would know what's going on. And the trucker might, you know, back off the accelerator a little bit, create more space, make more room for that person to switch lanes. And then the lane change happens and everything's smooth and you don't get run over by an 18-wheeler. So that's the second lesson to take from these truck crash videos. The third lesson and final lesson here is that no matter what you do in life in terms of preparedness, there's always a wild card. There's always a crazy drunk driver. There's always some person running from the cops. You know, there's always a crazy factor that's outside of your control. So you can't control everything and you can't prepare for every contingency. And these videos demonstrate that in spades. You can be going through an intersection with a green light, no problem, and then some crazy insane person could just come 80 miles an hour at a 90 degree angle and slam right into you. Nothing you could have done to stop that. I've seen those videos again and again. So how do we handle those things? Well, number one, you can maintain an extra, you know, sensory sweep of what's going on around you. And sometimes in those circumstances, you can avoid those accidents. This actually happened to me many years ago where I was about to go through an intersection, but the opposing traffic coming my way, some crazy person was in the left turn lane and decided to do a left turn directly into me, even though I had the right of way, I had a green light, etc. And this is also a very common accident where people making left turns, they just turn right into traffic. Happens all the time. But because I was alert, because I wasn't on my phone, you know, because I wasn't fidgeting with whatever, I was able to swerve out of his way to the right and maintain control of my vehicle, you know, without rolling and without making contact with his vehicle. But that's also because I knew that the lane to my right was clear, because I'm always checking my rearview mirror, and I have a general sense of where traffic is around me all the time. So if I have to swerve, I know that my swerve lane is open. And part of this is because I'm also trained as an aircraft pilot. And when you're a pilot, you're always watching instruments. Every few seconds, you're checking your altimeter, you're checking airspeed, you know, you're checking your heading, everything. You're checking, you know, RPMs on the engine and whatever else. You're doing this constantly because you need to have this situational awareness. And, you know, you're checking radar if you've got radar on your plane, or if not, you're looking around to see if there's any other planes that are visible, might be on an intersecting flight path, you know? So I drive the same way that I fly. I'm always looking around. And by doing so, I've been able to avoid actually more than one accident, but that was the most notable one that I just mentioned. So that's the takeaway from all of this, you know, stay alert, stay alive. When you're shifting lanes in life, do so in a safe manner, communicate with everybody around you, and don't swerve into traffic. So know what's coming, have a sense of the big risks that are out there and how those risks might impact you. So that's what I do on this podcast, by the way. So if this makes sense to you, continue to follow me at Brighteon.com or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the founder of Brighteon and the publisher of Natural News. And you'll find a lot of valuable information on all of my channels and podcasts. You can also follow me on X at Health Ranger, or check out Brighteon.social, which is our social media platform where you can have uncensored free speech. Yes, even about controversial topics. So check it out, and thank you for your support. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.